online, on demand.
Senior Focus.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Currie. Kia ora tātou. And for this edition of Senior Focus, it's a chat session today, and I'm going to give you a bit of background as to how we at Senior Focus relate to the senior sector as a whole, both the social service organisations, the policy development organisations, the community organisations, those that focus on getting seniors' voices heard, very much on our minds when we are planning the program. So as I was applying for funding this week, I was explaining the role of this station and our Senior Focus program. And one of the aspects of this that I was pointing out to the funder was that our liaison and networking stretches across more than 10 senior organisations. That means I attend a lot of meetings where I mix and mingle with senior leaders who are working to assist and aid seniors to transition well into old age, to find support, to also voice concerns about policy gaps, problems where society isn't well focused on seniors' needs. Maybe they're invisible, those needs, and they need to be articulated and put on the table. And so there are a number of organisations that participate in forums and seminars and webinars and so on. And some of them you will have heard of, like Age Concern or Grey Power. But others you may be less aware of. The New Zealand Gerontology Association is a very interesting body because they run a conference annually, and they have a number of academics who write papers and present them. They support students who are studying ageing, and they are, of course, looking at international data as well as local data. And there is the Office of Seniors, who produce a regular newsletter with updates, and are currently overseeing funding that goes to 39 different projects across councils across the country, where efforts are being made to better cater for seniors' needs, better provide for transitions across the lifespan as people age, and making seniors more visible. And I think the Office of Seniors has worked particularly hard over the last 5 years on the age-friendly projects, really vamping up and facilitating a lot of innovative projects that may only be in one small area, but each time one of these takes off, it's another building block on the wall of understanding that we are building about how people can improve all aspects of their living when they are part of a project that's focused on their needs and part of a project that inspires them and accelerates them into more growth and more exploration of how to be involved in communities around them, rather than being isolated. Because social isolation is the worst possible outcome of retiring and being in the older age sector, it's the hidden aspect of the loss of meaning in your life. And it's sometimes hard for people to realise that they're impacted by this, or to articulate what is actually happening to them. Although they know it's different, they know they don't get noticed. In fact, I think somebody came up with the hilarious comment that seniors would make good bank robbers, because no one would see them coming. But we do have to strive and do things slightly more extreme to be noticed. And sometimes I think if you are very skilled physically and you can do extraordinary physical feats, you can get noticed as a senior and you can become a star, a media star. And whether you're the oldest cyclist on the bike to breakfast with the mayor, or whether you're the oldest cyclist on a cycle trail that's celebrating its anniversary, you'll get picked up and you'll get publicity. But a lot of the time, a lot of us have to be chipping away at working on health issues, making slow steps to change our habits, and making personal efforts in our lives to improve the quality of our lives. And you know, a whole week goes past and you think, what have I done? And you can list all the things that you've done, but has anyone noticed any of them? No. It's very unlikely that they would get noticed at all. So there we go. I just wanted to share with you that aspect of our tapestry of connections across Auckland is both wide and deep. And with 10 seniors organisations that we are connected to, we are able to tap into things that are going on, and I'm able to promote things that are going on here on the station and let other people know about activities that other groups are doing. This month, the North Shore Grey Power organisation's having a meeting, one of the four meetings that they run each year, and this meeting is at Harbour Netball, just off the motorway along Northcote Road, and that's on the 20th of March at 1 p.m, a Friday. So do mark that if on your calendar if it's in your neighbourhood and you can get there. I think you'll find it of great interest because Janet Wilson is speaking, and she is a fascinating woman with a lot of experience of getting people to tell their stories. So I don't think you're going to be, you won't be bored. You'll be having a great time if you come along. It's always different every meeting. It's a different topic, a different theme, a different speaker. So it's very much what you want. If anybody emails me at seniorfocus104.6fm@gmail.com, if anyone drops me a line and wants more information about that meeting or about what Grey Power is up to, I can send them a copy of the latest Grey Power newsletter for the North Shore. Now, of course, Grey Power has other branches out west through the community centre in Edmonton Road, Te Ata Tū area. They have the Auckland Grey Power, which has premises in Dominion Road, where the Mount Eden War Memorial building is. There's an office in there. It's part of the senior citizens complex there, and they too have regular meetings. There are also other smaller Grey Powers around. I think there's a decent sized one out east in Howick, and there certainly are, even on the Whangaparāoa coast, there is the Hibiscus Coast Grey Power, which has been absorbed into the North Shore but is still an entity and still has its own separate meetings twice a year. So one was last Friday, and so the next one will be much later on in the year. But all those people are welcome at the North Shore meetings. So this is the month also of International Women's Day on the 8th of March. So our program on that day will be having some input about where women are at in terms of their opportunities and choices in life. And the data that's coming out is showing that we have some differences in our health outcomes, partly because our bodies are different, and the medical model doesn't always recognise that. We also have some unpleasant data about the instances of violence against women and subtle abuse which goes on that is very unpleasant and very unsavoury, that's broadcast through the internet. So we've got plenty of things that we could be focusing on and talking about. We won't get through all of them in one program, but we will have a focus on women on that particular day. So as we move through the year, we have got coming up beyond Easter, we've got Mother's Day, where we do a focus on women, and we also look at elder abuse, which is not only directed at women, but they are often the big victims, because there are more women living alone and more women living longer than men. They obviously form quite a body of people in terms of the data. So we will look into that in the middle of June, and we hope by July to be announcing some of our community dinners, get-togethers, where people can warm chat with others and share some kai and break up the dullness of being shut in over winter. So that's just a little sprinkling of where we're going and where we're headed. It will be worthwhile tuning in, and it will be worthwhile keeping an eye out for our programs. And if you're not aware, our programs are able to be accessed in two ways. One, by listening at 5:25 on a Sunday on 104.6 FM, as you may be doing today. And the other is you can carry us in your pocket. You can simply on your phone Google Senior Focus Auckland, and that will get you our live program, our latest podcast. And so you can access the Sunday program during the week at any time, 24/7, on your phone, or you can go on the website and use your computer and go through programs, find S for Senior Focus, scroll to reach Senior Focus, and click on Listen. Or you can go back into archives, or you can go back to any of the programs for the previous 4 weeks. So we are very able to be accessed at any time, and you can share programs with friends. You can say, oh, have you heard of Senior Focus, and switch on your phone and click on to us. It's not hard. If you have any difficulties and you want to contact us, or you have any suggestions of things you want us to include in our programs, please email us seniorfocus, all lowercase, 104.6 FM, again all lowercase, @gmail.com. So that's monitored regularly, and we will get in touch. It's very interesting what sort of people contact us, and how we help people, and how we can also benefit from hearing what your reactions are to programs. So we're keen on getting that feedback, very keen. And today I want to mention three main areas of information that may be helpful to you, your friends, or your neighbours, or anyone you know who is in their 60s approaching retirement age, because sometimes people miss out on their entitlements, so they don't know what they don't know. So this is always a really good opportunity just to get things straight. So the first point I'm making is about the gold card. A lot of people have no idea how they get it, or when they can get it, or who is entitled to get it. So the basic information you need is that it is your responsibility as you approach age 65 to actually seek out an appointment with Ministry of Social Development or WINS. Go to your nearest WINS office and 2 or 3 months before you're 65 and actually start the paper trail. Start the actual application, because the sooner you do it, the better it gets. I mean, you may need certain forms of ID, you may have to collect all that, you won't be necessarily sure what you need. So go along and see them first, start the process, and that way, once you turn 65, you will receive a payment fortnightly from them. And if you wait till you're 65 and then you think, oh, you know, I'll do it, I'm celebrating, I'm 65, and then you go in a week or two later, they don't backdate it. So you will have missed out on 2 or 3 weeks of the payment that you would be entitled to. So that's a very important point, because a lot of people just don't know. Now, the second part of that is, what do you do about your HOP card? A lot of people, I still see people trying to get on the bus and they've got a gold card and they're trying to present that to the bus driver. Yes, the gold card gives you subsidies on the bus, but you can't travel with a gold card. You can't get on a train with a gold card. You need to use the machines and tap your card against the machine, either on the station platform or on the bus post inside the bus. And these machines take a gold HOP card. So it's a different HOP card from everybody else in the population. It's a different colour. And when you buy it, you have to buy it from a major rail station, a major train station, like Britomart or Henderson or Albany. You can't just go to a smaller station. There won't be the staffing or the capacity there. So at these larger stations, Manukau would be another example, you can buy the gold HOP card, but you must take in the right kind of ID. So you've got to have driver's license, passport, or some kind of primary ID, and you also have to have a letter that actually indicates your street address. It can be a letter from a bank or insurance company, a power company or whatever. You could show them possibly, if you've got email on your phone with these details, you could probably show them that. But certainly you need all that in order to prove your eligibility for the subsidy. And once you have the card, you sign it, but you also make sure that your number of card is registered with Auckland Transport. And that way, what money is you put on it, if you lose it, that money can be saved and transferred to another card. But if you haven't registered your card, you can't transfer the money, and the money is no longer yours. And when it comes to money, the actual card costs $10, and then you put money on it to travel. So you need $10 for the card and you need some money to cover travel. And you're saying, well, hang on a minute, I thought the gold card gave you free travel. It's free travel after 9 o'clock till midnight every day of the week. But when you, and on the weekends actually, it's free right around the clock from the start of the first bus to the last bus. So during the week, Monday to Friday, between say 6 in the morning and 9, but certainly 9 o'clock is the change point, when you turn up for the bus before 9 o'clock, you will have to pay. And of course they don't take cash. And you, for that purpose, you need to have money on your gold card. If you are somebody who has an income that is below about $40,000, you will probably qualify for a community services card. Usually, when you're applying for your gold card, they're looking at your details of your income. You have to specify all the different income streams you have, if any, and that way they can come up with a reasonable total, and they can also look at your IRD annual return. So that gives an idea as well. And if you've got an income under $40,000, you will be entitled to the community services card, and it will be actually written on the back of your gold card that you actually qualify for community services. They just put the initials CSC on the back of your card. But this enables you to buy a blue HOP card. And that blue HOP card will give you travel before 9 o'clock. That's 50% discount on that time when you normally pay the public fare price. So it can, if you're travelling several days a week to volunteer somewhere and you have to leave before 9 o'clock, this is one way of cutting down the cost. So, for example, if I travel into the city to make the program and I travel before 9 o'clock, it costs about $7 to get in. And if I use this blue HOP card before 9 o'clock, it will only cost me $3.50. I have to put money on it the same way I have to put money on my gold card, but it's better to start the journey using the blue card. And if the time zone changes and it's after 9 o'clock, I can switch to I can tag off the blue card and I can tag on with the gold card and travel the rest of the trip for free as I would normally. So that's all part of getting around, getting your transport needs met. So with housing is fine for most people. It's their bills, their maintenance bills on the house that give them the most headaches, or their rates for those who own houses. But there are many seniors in our days who reach retirement age not owning property or having owned it and lost it, and are in the situation of renting, but they aren't clear what their options are. There are a number of organisations that are really helpful to people. Age Concern is one. Vision West I would recommend if you are out west, because they have a focus on providing housing for people in difficulty, and they're a community housing provider, so they own some property. They have buildings built for them that they rent or lease out, and they do a wraparound service for their tenants, so they're very good landlords. Homaru Housing has taken over the former Auckland City council properties for social housing, and they have some very interesting options. So if you're still working and you're paying market rent, say in the private sector, it would be really worthwhile getting in touch with them, because they are a landlord as well, and they can offer 50% off their rentals to suitable applicants who are seniors and who are able to meet the outgoings and need to be released from the pressure of paying normal market rents. There are options too for some people who want to move into retirement villages. They are not always affordable, but if you look at some of the options are that you can get the capital gain back at the end. So if you reach a stage where you have to move out of the complex for health reasons and go to some sort of supported care, or your partner dies and you no longer need the size unit you're in, or whatever reason, if you have to leave that unit or you want to leave that unit, when it's resold, you can retain the capital gain over the time that you've owned it. It's gone up in value and you can keep that difference. Whereas that's not the case with a lot of the options that are out there. So it's worthwhile getting some advice when you look at the documents, because it's very important you understand what you are purchasing. You're not actually purchasing property. You're purchasing a license to occupy. And there are conditions to that. So if you if your health status changes, you may be required to leave. It's important to really get these things clear. Be released from the disadvantages of living alone, and you can be offered support and protection through sharing your home. So you don't have to move out of your home, but you can have company and you can have a supported arrangement with a boarder who perhaps does light chores and helps you out, maybe cooks the odd meal. It's an agreement. It's worked out. And Age Concern actually match people, and they find people who will be compatible, and they can actually smooth the corners out, so they can encourage people to talk about their differences or sort things out as they go along. And so something that could be trial and error and a bit risky and very scary actually becomes a moderately comfortable thing to do, and you get the benefits. Both parties benefit from the social company and the opportunity. The person boarding that lacks a home then has a secure arrangement, and the person owning the home doesn't have to move out and downsize. So this kind of shared living arrangement has got some real advantages and has some real success stories to it. And because Age Concern are a responsible organisation and they are able to oversee how this thing develops and support the people involved, it's very low risk, relatively speaking. So having shared those things, it's time for me to close almost, but I would just like to say that on this program we support people learning more about options to explore and develop sides of their personality in older age, to enjoy music, gardening, art expression, dance, and these things can be done in concert with others, but not in an age fixated way. They can be done intergenerationally, and there are many options out there, and we like to advertise those groups and what they're offering. So keep listening, and we'll be looking forward to having you with us next week.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.